Iran has said it will be late August before it responds to a package of incentives designed to head off a nuclear standoff. That was not sitting well today with the countries offering those incentives: Germany, France, Britain, Russia, China, and the United States. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore points up new close-to-home criticism of U.S. involvement.
The headline in the Washington Post reads, "Why did Bush blink on Iran? Ask Condi." Richard Perle has been there before, the neoconservative working from the inside to stiffen the spine of the president. 20 years ago, Perle writes, "I watched U.S. diplomats conspire with their diffident European counterparts to discourage President Reagan from a political, economic, and moral assault on the Soviet Union." Back then, Perle was Assistant Secretary of Defense under Caspar Weinberger. The long-suffering Secretary of State was George Shultz. Today, it is Condoleezza Rice. Now, Perle operates from the outside, but just outside. He was for 17 years a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board, serving for 2 years as its chairman under Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. And in his quasi-official function, he has chosen to complain that Secretary Rice exerts too much influence over the president to the benefit of the Iranian regime. "The Americans," he writes, "are no longer saying that Iran must be deprived of its nuclear rights forever. Iran has accomplished a great thing." Perle takes direct aim at the package of incentives and warnings that the Bush administration and its European allies have offered Iran to give up its nuclear aspirations. That policy, he says, is likely to diminish pressure on Iran and allow the mullahs more time to develop the weapons they have paid dearly to pursue. Under the subheadline, "Who Lost Iran?", Perle warns the president that he fails to recognize the perils of the course that he's been persuaded to take, and he describes the administration as befuddled by contradiction and indecision. If that's the way a friend of the president talks, he hardly needs an enemy. This is Daniel Shore.